Some American officials say that China is prepared to do whatever it takes to unify Taiwan with the mainland. One four-star Air Force general said he expects we'll be at war with China within 2 years. If he's right, the global economic cost could be substantial. Economic uncertainty means you have to keep up with what's happening. Make sure you subscribe and we'll keep you in the know. Most of us are aware that the relationship between the United States and China has not been good. And all the recent events, you could say that redemption is even more difficult. A number of issues contributed to this. They include arguing over responsibility for the 2020 health crisis, the ongoing trade war, allegations of rights abuses by the Chinese government in Hong Kong and elsewhere, territorial disagreements in the South China Sea, and the independence of Taiwan. Oh, and we can add to the list China's floating of a surveillance balloon over America's heartland. Taiwan's independence remains a source of particular irritation to China. Beijing's fundamental position is there is only one China. Taiwan is part of that one China. China will do what it takes to unify Taiwan with the mainland. Here's how Secretary of State Blinken recently described China's posture on reunifying Taiwan. If peaceful means didn't work, then China would employ coercive means, and if coercive means don't work, maybe forceful means to achieve its objectives. One high-ranking Air Force general says a material clash between the U.S. and China over Taiwan is a foregone conclusion. Four-star General Mike Minihan recently directed officers under his command to immediately begin preparing. Why the rush? In his directive, the general said, "My gut tells me we will fight in 2025. General Minihan is not the only senior armed force leader who thinks China will move against Taiwan in the coming years. Retired U.S. Navy Admiral Philip Davidson is the former commander of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. He publicly addressed the China-Taiwan situation during an appearance before the Senate Armed Services Committee in March 2021. At that time, Davidson warned, "Taiwan is clearly one of their ambitions, and I think the threat will manifest during this decade. In fact, in the next 6 years, if the U.S. and China face off militarily, experts say the economic consequences would be significant." The RAND Corporation says if that conflict was to last 1 year, U.S. GDP would drop by up to 10%, and China's GDP would fall by as much as 35%. Even a conflict that is regionally contained would deliver a shock to the global economy. Hal Brands, professor of global affairs at Johns Hopkins University, says, "The fighting would turn parts of the most economically dynamic region on Earth into a free fire zone. The entire world would suffer as it ripped apart critical technological supply chains." Professor Brands goes on to say, "The destruction of critical plants and the interruption of shipments would constitute a global economic emergency." According to the World Uncertainty Index, global uncertainty has been rising since the beginning of the millennium. Experts attribute this increase to the trend away from globalization and toward greater international division and rivalries. It's reasonable to think that these trends could give rise to more frequent and more intense global shocks, like a possible face-off between the U.S. and China. Listen, I know a conflict between the U.S. and China is unthinkable. The consequences would be tremendous. But when we think about all the events that have happened since 2000, they all seem to be unthinkable, and yet they have happened. It's reasonable to think that retirement savers should be prepared for the unthinkable. We all should be. That's why precious metals could be an important part of everyone's portfolio. I suggest you take the time to learn more about what's really going on in the economy by attending our exclusive one-on-one web conference at augustapreciousmetals.com/webconference.